9.6 Government, the Governor's Palace. As Virginia's capital, Williamsburg was the place where government leaders met to make decisions. Both the royal governor and the colony's lawmakers worked in Williamsburg. Lawmakers worked in the Capitol building in a group called the Assembly. Members of the Assembly created and voted on bills, ideas for laws. When they voted in favor of a bill, it was sent to the royal governor. If the governor approved and signed the bill, it became a law. Virginians could be chosen for the assembly in one of two ways. Some were elected, while others were appointed by the governor. But most people in Virginia were not allowed to vote in elections or to serve in the assembly. The assembly included only white men who owned property. In addition, all assembly members had to belong to the Anglican Church. The royal governor was appointed by the British king. He was the king's representative in the colony. The governor lived in a large house called the Governor's Palace. The governor's palace was designed to impress visitors and to remind them of the king's power. It was 3 stories high. It had 25 servants and slaves to care for it. Outside, there were large gardens and orchards. Visitors could admire the flowers and trees while floating down a canal, a man-made waterway, in a boat. Inside the palace, the governor did his official work. One important duty was to read the bills that the assembly sent him. The governor had great power over which bills became laws. If he disliked a proposed law, he simply refused to sign the bill. The palace was also the scene of official celebrations. On important occasions, like the king's birthday, the governor invited colonial leaders to attend fancy balls. Bills and requests for Virginia's royal governor. Colonial governors had to make many decisions about bills and other requests. Here are examples of decisions made by the royal governor of Virginia. A lighthouse at Cape Henry. In the 1700s, there were many shipwrecks near a place called Cape Henry in Chesapeake Bay. Virginia's royal governor worked with the governor of Maryland to get a lighthouse built at Cape Henry. The governors hoped to make it safer for trade ships to sail between their colonies. Virginia's assembly passed the lighthouse bill. The governor signed it in 1772. Voting in the colony of Virginia. A variety of laws and traditions determined who could vote in colonial Virginia. Voters had to be white men who owned property. Women, African Americans, Native Americans, and white men without property could not vote. In addition, voters had to belong to the Anglican Church. A pardon for a teenaged pirate. Lawbreaking was often punished harshly in Virginia. For a minor crime, such as not attending church, people might be fined or lashed with a whip. For a major crime, such as stealing, they could be put to death. But lawbreakers could ask for a pardon or a release from punishment. For example, in 1727, a teenager named John Vidal was found guilty of piracy. Piracy is the robbing of ships at sea. Vidal begged for mercy. He pleaded that he never intended to go a-pirating. The governor pardoned the young man.